Hey, it's Otis here. Before we get to the bedtime reading, I wanted to let you know that I just launched a brand new show. It's called The Daily Book Club, a daytime companion to Sleepy, where you hear entire books one chapter at a time, one day at a time. Simple as that. So if Sleepy is how you wind down your day, The Daily Book Club is a great way to start your day. There's new episodes daily. I read in a slightly peppier voice so that you can get really lost in these amazing stories that have stood the test of time. Or, just like Sleepy, you can sit back and relax and zone out to a good book. The first book we'll be reading is The Enchanted April by Elizabeth Von Arnim. Story is, in the 1920s, four women unfulfilled with life take a chance and abscond to a dreamy medieval Italian castle. It's a story dripping with wisteria, the beauty of solitude, and an unlikely pursuit of joy in Portofino, Italy. I think that this is a perfect story for the season, and you can hear it now. Find the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. This show has been a long time coming, and I'm so excited to bring you even more stories. So go subscribe to the Daily Book Club to hear what happens next. Thanks. This episode of Sleepy is proudly sponsored by ButcherBox. If you've listened to Sleepy for a while, you know that I love good food, eating well, and treating my body right so that I can take on my days. Well, ButcherBox helps you do exactly that. They deliver super high quality, 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, crate-free pork, and wild-caught seafood right to your door. It's humanely raised, no antibiotics or added hormones. They have a huge variety to choose from. They are excellent deals. They've got recipes and guides and tips included, and there's free shipping, always. Eating well is a huge factor in getting a good night's sleep, as is sometimes saving the trip to the grocery store and taking some stress out of your daily schedule. I have been loving these deliveries for those reasons. Been cooking up their steak tips with eggs in the morning, with butter and scallions and soy sauce, and I also made a delicious brine chicken roast with lemon parsley gravy. So good. The prices for this kind of quality and convenience is really impressive. ButcherBox has made me very happy. So sign up at butcherbox.com/sleepy and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sleepy and use code SLEEPY to choose your free for a year offer. Plus, get $20 off your first order. butcherbox.com/sleepy. Eat well, sleep well.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, and you're listening to Sleepy. A podcast where I read old books to help you get to sleep, and a proud member of the Airwave Podcast Network. Tonight, for your story, it's not as much a story as it is a coming of the season reading, Joy of Cooking, the pie section. I think you're really going to like it. And before we get to this cookbook reading for you to go to sleep to, I want to thank all of our patrons on patreon.com in general, all of you wonderful patrons, because I am actually, while you're hearing this, I am going to be in the mountains of Switzerland on a little vacation with an old friend hiking in the mountains, and I won't have my computer. So I know there will probably be some new patrons, and just know that if you do donate and become a supporter of the show, I will read your name in the opening credits of the next show in 3 weeks. But in the meantime, thank you to everyone who supports the show. It really, really means a lot. And if you aren't a supporter of the show, just know that you can be by going to patreon.com/sleepyradio and donating even a dollar. At $2, you get access to the ad-free version of Sleepy. And then at $5, you get access to our exclusive poetry feed, which has over 50 extra poetry readings that you haven't heard before. So, if you would like to be a supporter of Sleepy, just go to patreon.com/sleepyradio. Thank you. And as always, the music you're hearing is by my good friend James Lepkowski, and the cover art for Sleepy is by Gracie Kanan. Well, tonight, you know, it's starting to get a little bit chilly out. It's mid-September, and I love when this time of year rolls around. And the reason I love this time of year is because it's finally time where turning on my oven won't feel way too overwhelming, because I definitely do bake throughout the summer. I love to cook, but it just makes the kitchen so hot. And yeah, when this first brisk day starts rolling around in September, I get really excited about baking bread and pies and, you know, big veggie roasts. So, yeah, this time of year always is really exciting for me in a very nerdy cooking way. And if you are a nerdy cook, then Joy of Cooking is required reading, and it should be in your kitchen as it is in mine. And about a year or two ago, I read the pie section from Joy of Cooking on the show, and you all really liked it. But I know a lot of people, new listeners, may not have seen it because it's so far down in the feed. So while I'm away in the Swiss Alps and this wonderfully brisk weather rolls around, I'm going to put it right to the top of the feed so you can dream about pie and baking again. So I hope you have a great night's sleep to this reading from Joy of Cooking. And now is the time for you to fluff up your pillow just how you like it. Feel yourself melt into your bed. Get real comfortable. Close your eyes. And let me read to you. About fruit pies. A fruit pie is simply fruit baked between two crusts, the upper one of which is a single pastry sheet or a lattice or streusel topping. Other than the fruit, which may be canned, frozen and dried, pre-cooked, or fresh and raw, the filling usually contains sugar and a thickener such as flour, cornstarch, or quick-cooking tapioca. We prefer to start with 4 to 5 cups of fresh or cooked fruit, or even more in the case of apples, to ensure that the filling will seem ample and the top crust will not sink. The measuring cup should be leveled, not heaped. Ideally, the amount of sugar and thickener added to the filling should be adjusted according to the sweetness, acidity, the juiciness of the fruit, and your personal taste. Deciding how much thickener to add is tricky. Technically, each batch requires a different amount of thickening, depending on a variety of fruit and how ripe it is. In general, we lean toward the lesser quantity of thickener when there is a choice given in the recipes. However, if you are partial to pies that slice neatly and are willing to risk a slightly solid filling, add the greater amount of thickener called for. While flour is a popular choice for thickening pies, cornstarch and quick-cooking tapioca produce more glossy and clear fillings and a smoother consistency. However, apple pie benefits from the thickening that flour imparts, making the filling more opaque and creamy in appearance, and you may thicken any fruit pie with flour. Fruit pies should be baked or frozen, see below, as soon as they are filled and assembled, or the filling will become very juicy and begin to soften the bottom crust. Preheat the oven before beginning and place the pie on the lowest oven rack to brown and crisp the bottom crust, then prevent the upper crust from becoming too dark. Fruit pies made with uncooked fillings are baked at high temperature for 30 minutes to set the crust, then about 30 minutes at a moderate temperature to cook the filling. Pies made with pre-cooked fillings are baked at a high temperature throughout, generally for somewhat less time than for those with fresh fruit filling. Do not declare a pie done until the top has turned a deep, rich brown, almost the color of a hazelnut shell, when thick juices bubble through the steam vents or lattice. Remember that pies glazed with egg, milk, or cream will often brown within the first 30 minutes of baking, long before they are baked through. You can slow, but not stop, the browning process by laying a sheet of aluminum foil loosely over the top crust, or by covering the edges of the pie with strips of foil. If you buy frozen fruits such as peaches, cherries, or berries, choose those that are individually quick frozen or dry packed, meaning they have been processed without sugar and come in loose pieces rather than a block. Toss the still frozen fruit with the other ingredients, doubling the maximum amount of thickening called for, and spoon the filling into the crust at once. If the fruit is allowed to thaw, it'll release a flood of juice and make the crust soggy. Do not glaze the top of the crust with sugar or egg, as it would burn during the longer cooking time. Bake the pie at 400 degrees Fahrenheit for 50 minutes, then slip a baking sheet beneath it and bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit until thick juices bubble through the vents, 25 to 40 minutes more. Canned fruits, preferably packed in unsweetened juice, make acceptable pies. For berry or a cherry pie with canned or bottled fruit, see page 677. For winter peach pie, see 677. Otherwise, use the following generic formula. Suggestions for fresh or frozen fruit pie. If you don't find the fruit combination you are looking for in the following recipe, perhaps you would like to experiment with fillings for yourself. Use these suggestions as a guide to some good beginnings. If using frozen fruit, do not thaw before measuring. Mix together one of the following fruit combinations: 5 cups sliced fruit or whole berries, 3.5 cups sliced peeled pears, and 1.5 cups raspberries, cranberries, or raisins. 3.5 cups sliced peeled peaches, and 1.5 cups blueberries or raspberries. 3 cups sliced peeled apples, and 2 cups sliced green tomatoes. 3.5 cups sliced peeled apples, and 1.5 cups raspberries, blackberries, cranberries, or fresh currants. 2.5 cups pitted sour cherries or strawberries, and 2.5 cups diced rhubarb. 4 cups pitted sour or sweet cherries, and 1 cup dark raisins. 2.5 cups sliced strawberries, and 2.5 cups gooseberries. 4 cups diced fresh pineapple, and 1 cup dark raisins, or 2 cups sliced strawberries, with 3/4 to 1.25 cup sugar, 3 tablespoons quick cooking tapioca, cornstarch, or all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon strained fresh lemon juice, 1/8 teaspoon salt, and 2 to 3 tablespoons unsalted butter, cut into small pieces. Freezing fruit pies. Fruit pies, except those made with custard, freeze surprisingly well. For best results, freeze the pies before baking. For additional information, see Freezing Unbaked Pies, page 926, and Freezing Baked Pies on 926. Fresh berry pie. 1 9-inch double crust pie. Please read rolling pastry dough, shaping and trimming dough, and about crust for filled pies. 662 to 663. Line a 9-inch pie pan with 1 recipe basic pie or pastry dough, or deluxe butter pie or pastry dough, or a double recipe of cream cheese pastry dough, which can be found on page 666. Pick over and hull as necessary. 5 cups fresh gooseberries, currants, blackberries, raspberries, cut up strawberries, blueberries, huckleberries, or loganberries, with 1.5 tablespoons fresh lemon juice. Combine with 2/3 to 1 cup sugar, or more to taste, 1/4 cup all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. If the fruit is juicy, add 1 tablespoon quick-cooked tapioca. Sprinkle this mixture over the berries and stir it gently until well blended. Let stand for 15 minutes. Meanwhile, preheat the oven to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. Turn the fruit into the pie shell. Dot with 1 to 2 tablespoons unsalted butter, cut into small pieces. Cover the pie with a well-pricked or vented top or with a lattice. Bake for 10 minutes. Reduce the heat to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and bake 35 to 40 minutes or until golden brown. Cool completely on a rack. Berry, cherry, or peach pie with frozen fruit. 1 9-inch double crust pie. Please read rolling pastry dough on 662 to 663. Prepare 1 recipe basic pie or pastry dough, deluxe butter pie or pastry dough, or double recipe of cream cheese pastry dough. Line a 9-inch pan with half the dough. Defrost only until the fruit separates easily. 5 cups frozen berries, cherries, or peaches. Mix with 3 tablespoons quick-cooked tapioca, 1 1/4 cup sugar, 1/8 teaspoon salt, and 2 tablespoons of unsalted butter, melted. Position a rack in the lower third of the oven and preheat the oven to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. Turn the filling into the pie shell and cover with a pricked or vented top crust or lattice. Bake for 10 minutes. Reduce the heat to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and bake about 45 minutes or until golden brown. Berry or cherry pie with canned or bottled fruit. 1 9-inch double crust pie. Prepare 1 recipe basic pie or pastry dough. Deluxe butter pie or pastry dough, or double recipe of cream cheese pastry dough, which you can find on page 666. Line a 9-inch pan with half the dough. Position a rack in the lower third of the oven. Preheat the oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Pour into a strainer and set over a bowl. 3 pounds canned or bottled fruit. Shake the fruit lightly to drain. Measure 3.5 cups fruit and 1/2 cup lemon juice and combine in a bowl with 1/2 cup to 3/4 cup sugar, 3 tablespoons quick cooking tapioca or cornstarch, and 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice. Let the mixture stand for 15 minutes, then pour into the bottom crust. Dot with 2 tablespoons unsalted butter, cut into small pieces. Cover with a prickled or vented top crust or lattice. Bake pie for 30 minutes. Slip a baking sheet beneath the pan. Reduce the oven temperature to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and bake until thick juices bubble through the vents. 25 to 35 minutes more. Let cool completely on a rack. Blueberry pie. 1 9-inch double crust pie. If you are constructing a lattice, use the greater amount of cornstarch suggested to avoid watery filling that would bubble over the strips. Please read rolling pastry dough, shaping and trimming dough, and about crust for filled pies, 662 to 663. To use frozen blueberries, see page 676. Prepare 1 recipe basic pie or pastry dough, deluxe butter pie or pastry dough, or a double recipe of cream cheese pastry dough. Line a 9-inch pan with half the dough. Position a rack in the lower third of the oven. Preheat the oven to 425 Fahrenheit. Combine in a bowl and let stand for 15 minutes. 5 cups blueberries picked over. 3/4 cups to 1 cup sugar. 3.5 to 4 tablespoons quick cooking tapioca or cornstarch. 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice. 1 teaspoon grated lemon zest. and an 1/8 teaspoon salt. Pour the mixture into the bottom crust and dot with 1 to 2 tablespoons unsalted butter, cut into small pieces. Cover with a pricked or vented top crust or a lattice. Bake the pie as directed on 676, about 55 to 65 minutes total. Cool completely on a rack. Fresh cherry pie. 1 9-inch double crust pie. Tart cherries make the best pie, but ripe Bing cherries will certainly do. Please read rolling pastry dough, shaping and trimming dough, and about crust for filled pies. 662 to 663. Prepare one recipe basic pie or pastry dough, deluxe butter pie or pastry dough, or a double recipe of cream cheese pastry dough, which you can find on page 666. Line a 9-inch pan with half the dough. Position a rack in the lower third of the oven. Preheat the oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Combine in a bowl and let stand for 15 minutes. 5 cups pitted sour or Bing cherries, 2 to 2.5 pounds. 1 1/4 cup sugar for sour cherries, 3/4 cups for Bing cherries. 3 to 3.5 tablespoons quick cooking tapioca or cornstarch. 2 tablespoons water. 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice. 1/4 teaspoon almond extract. Pour the mixture into the bottom crust and dot with 2 to 3 tablespoons unsalted butter. Cut into small pieces. Cover with a pricked or vented top crust or lattice. Bake as directed on 676, about 55 to 65 minutes total. Cool completely on a rack. Sour cream cherry or berry pie or tarts. 1 9-inch single crust pie or 4 3.5-inch tarts. Prepare a 9-inch pie shell or 4 3.5-inch tart shells using crumb crust on page 668, made with graham crackers. Chill the shells. Reheat the oven to 325 Fahrenheit. Beat in a medium bowl 3 large eggs. Stir in 3/4 cup sugar, 3/4 cup sour cream, and 2 cups fresh or drained canned cherries or berries. Pour the filling into the chilled shells. Bake until the custard is firm, about 1 hour. Serve very hot or very cold. Glazed berry pie. 1 9-inch single crust pie. Prepare with a generous high rim. Line a 9-inch pie pan with 1/2 a recipe of basic pie or pastry dough. Pat in the pan butter dough or crumb crust on 667, made with graham crackers or vanilla wafers. Bake the crust as directed in about baking crust before filling on 664 or about crumb and nut crusts on 667. Pick over 6 cups strawberries or red and black raspberries. Hull the strawberries. Cut any very large ones in half. Measure 4 cups of berries and put in a large bowl. Puree the remaining 2 cups berries in a blender or food processor. Whisk together in a medium saucepan. 1 cup sugar, 1/4 cup cornstarch, and 8 teaspoons salt. Whisk in 1/2 cup of water. Stir in the pureed berries, along with 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice. Bring the mixture to a simmer over a medium-high heat, stirring constantly, and cook for 1 minute. Add the remaining berries and stir gently to combine. Pour into the crust. Refrigerate the pie for at least 4 hours to set. The pie is best served the day it is made, served with whipped cream. Apple pie. Call it a la mode if you top your pie with ice cream. Call it paradise when you have good tart apples. Please read rolling pastry dough, shaping and trimming dough, and about crusts for filled pies, 662 to 663. 1 9-inch double crust pie. Prepare 1 recipe basic pie or pastry dough, 665, or deluxe butter pie or pastry dough on 665. Line a 9-inch pan with 1/2 the dough. Position a rack in the lower third of the oven. Preheat the oven to 425 Fahrenheit. Peel and core and slice 1/4 inch thick. 2.5 pounds apples, 5 to 6 large. Combine in a bowl with 3/4 cup sugar, 2 to 3 tablespoons all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, and 1/8 teaspoon of salt. Let stand for 15 minutes, stirring several times so that the apples soften slightly. Pour the filling into the bottom crust and gently level with the back of a spoon. Dot the top with 2 tablespoons unsalted butter cut into small pieces. Cover the pie with the upper crust as directed on page 663 to 64. Sprinkle with 2 teaspoons sugar and 1/8 teaspoon ground cinnamon. Bake for 30 minutes. Slip a baking sheet under the pie and reduce the oven temperature to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. And bake until the fruit feels just as tender when a knife is poked through a steam vent and juices have begun to bubble through the vents. 30 to 45 minutes more. Cool completely on a rack. 3 to 4 hours. If you wish to serve the pie warm, place it in a 350 degree Fahrenheit oven for about 15 minutes. The pie is best the day it is baked, but it can be kept at room temperature for 2 to 3 days. 1 9-inch double crust pie. 2. In this recipe, the filling is pre-cooked, eliminating any gap between it and the top crust when baked, and producing a beautifully full, compact pie that slices like a charm. Prepare one recipe basic pie or pastry dough, $6.65, or deluxe butter pie or pastry dough, $6.65. Line a 9-inch pan with half the dough. Peel, core, and slice a little thicker than a 1/4 inch. 3 pounds apples, 6 to 8 medium large. Heat in a very wide skillet or pot over high heat until sizzling and fragrant. 3 tablespoons unsalted butter. Add the apples and toss until glazed with butter. Reduce the heat to medium. Cover tightly and cook, stirring frequently, until the apples are softened on the outside, but still slightly crunchy. 5 to 7 minutes. Stir in 3 cups sugar, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, and 1/8 teaspoon salt. Increase the heat to high and cook the apples at a rapid boil until the juices become thick and syrupy, about 3 minutes. Immediately spread the apples in a thin layer on a baking sheet and let them cool to room temperature. Position a rack in the lower third of the oven. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Pour the apple mixture into the bottom crust. Cover with a pricked or vented top crust or a lattice. Bake until the crust is richly brown and the filling has begun to bubble, 30 to 40 minutes. Let cool completely on a rack, 3 to 4 hours. If you wish to serve the pie warm, place it in a 350 degree oven for about 15 minutes. The pie is best if eaten promptly, but it can be kept at room temperature for 2 to 3 days. 1. 9-inch single crust pie. 3. Prepare one or two above using 1/2 recipe basic pie or pastry dough, $6.65, or deluxe butter pastry dough, $6.65. In place of an upper crust, top with a sprinkling of streusel, $7.99. Bake as directed. If the crumb crust starts to become too brown, protect with a foil covering until the apples are tender. Cool it completely on a rack. Apple tartlets. Makes 8 tarts. Please read rolling pastry dough, 662. Position a rack in the lower third of the oven. Preheat the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. Line 8 standard muffin cups or individual pie pans with 1 recipe basic pie or pastry dough, $6.65. Or deluxe butter pie or pastry dough, $6.65. Fill with 4 cups thinly sliced peeled apples. Combine and pour over the fruit 1/2 cup sugar, 2 eggs lightly beaten, 2 tablespoons unsalted butter melted, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, 1 cup heavy cream, or 1/2 cup evaporated milk plus 1/2 cup of water, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, and 1/8 teaspoon grated or ground nutmeg. Bake for about 40 minutes. Cool completely on a rack. open-faced peach custard pie, cocaine. 1 9-inch single crust pie. Prepare a half recipe basic pie or pastry dough. Line a 9-inch pan with the dough and bake as directed in about baking crust before filling on 664. Glaze the baked crust with 1 egg yolk beaten. Position a rack in the lower third of the oven. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Whisk together in a bowl until well blended. 1 large egg or 2 large egg yolks. 1/2 cup sugar. 6 tablespoons or 3/4 a stick unsalted butter, melted. 3 tablespoons all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon vanilla, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Arrange in a single layer, cut side down, in the bottom of the crust. 3 to 4 fresh peaches, peeled, halved, and pitted, or 6 to 8 drained cans, peach halves. Pour the egg mixture over the peaches. Bake the pie for 10 minutes. Reduce the oven temperature to 300 degrees Fahrenheit and bake until the custard is brown and crusty on top and appears firmly set in the center when the pan is shaken, about 1 hour longer. Let cool on a rack. Serve warm or at room temperature. The pie can be refrigerated for up to 1 day. If you wish, garnish with whipped cream, which you can find on page 754. Peach pie. 1 9-inch double crust pie. Before beginning, please read rolling pastry dough, shaping and trimming dough, and about fruit pies, 675 to 676. To use frozen peaches, see page 675. Prepare 1 recipe basic pie or pastry dough, 665. Deluxe butter pie or pastry dough, 665, or a double recipe of cream cheese pastry dough, 666. Line a 9-inch pie plate with 1/2 the dough. Position a rack in the lower third of the oven. Preheat the oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Peel, pit, and slice 1/4 inch thick. 2.5 pounds peaches. Combine in a bowl with 1/2 to 3/4 cup sugar, 3 to 3.5 tablespoons all-purpose flour, quick cooking tapioca or cornstarch, 3 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1/4 teaspoon almond extract, 1/8 teaspoon salt. Let stand for 15 minutes, stirring occasionally. Pour the filling into the bottom crust and dot with 2 to 3 tablespoons unsalted butter, cut into small pieces. Cover the pie with a pricked or vented top crust or a lattice. Lightly brush the top of the pie with milk or cream. Sprinkle with 2 tablespoons butter. Bake as directed on 676, 55 to 65 minutes total. Cool completely on a rack. Rhubarb pie. 1 9-inch double crust pie. Please read rolling pastry dough, shaping and trimming dough, and about crust for filled pies, 662 to 663. Prepare one recipe, basic pie or pastry dough, deluxe butter pie or pastry dough, or a double recipe of cream cheese pastry dough. Line a 9-inch pan with half the dough. Position a rack in the lower third of the oven. Preheat the oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Without peeling, cut into 1-inch lengths. 1¾ to 2 pounds rhubarb stalks, trimmed. Measure 5 cups and combine in a bowl with 1¼ to 1½ cups sugar, depending on tartness of the fruit. 1/4 cup quick cooking tapioca or cornstarch. 1 to 2 teaspoons grated orange zest. 1/4 teaspoon salt. Let stand for 15 minutes, stirring occasionally. Pour the filling into the bottom crust and dot with 2 tablespoons unsalted butter, cut into small pieces. Cover with a pricked or vented top crust or lattice. Lightly brush the top of the pie with milk or cream. Sprinkle with 2 teaspoons sugar. Bake for 30 minutes. Then lower the heat to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and bake for 25 to 30 minutes more until the juices are thick and bubbly. Cool completely on a rack. Strawberry rhubarb pie. This tastes more of strawberries than of rhubarb and generally pleases the rhubarb wary. Prepare rhubarb pie above, substituting 2½ cups strawberries, hulled and halved lengthwise, for 2½ cups of the rhubarb. Reduce the sugar to 1 cup and omit the orange zest. Concord grape pie. 1 9-inch double crust pie. Please read rolling pastry dough, shaping and trimming dough, and about crust for filled pies, 662 to 663. Use only Concord grapes or related variety whose skins slip off when pinched. Prepare one recipe, basic pie or pastry dough, 665, or deluxe butter pie or pastry dough, 665. Line a 9-inch pan with half the dough. Rinse, stem, and pick over about 2 pounds Concord grapes. Measure 4 cups. One at a time, pinch the grapes to slip off the skins. Reserve both skins and pulp. Simmer the pulp in a saucepan over medium heat until the seeds loosen, about 5 minutes. Strain through a coarse sieve into a bowl and discard the seeds. Add the skins to the pulp. Then whisk in 3/4 to 1 cup sugar, 2 tablespoons unsalted butter, cut into bits, 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, and 1/8 teaspoon salt. Let cool. Then whisk in 2½ to 3 tablespoons quick cooking tapioca or cornstarch. Use the greater amount of cornstarch for a lattice pie. Position a rack in the lower third of the oven. Preheat the oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. Pour the filling into the bottom crust. Cover or the pricked or vented top crust or lattice. Brush the top of the pie with 1 large egg yolk beaten with 1/8 teaspoon water, and sprinkle with 2 teaspoons sugar. Bake 55 to 65 minutes total. Cool completely on a rack. Mock mincemeat pie. 1 9-inch double crust pie. This Joy classic originally appeared in the 1931 edition. Please read about crusts for filled pies, 662 to 663. Cut into pieces 1.5 cups seeded raisins. Peel, core, and slice 4 medium-sized tart apples, or a combination of apples and green tomatoes, 3 cups. Combine the raisins and apples. Add grated rind of 1 orange, juice of 1 orange, 1/2 cup, 1/2 cup cider or other fruit juice. Cover these ingredients and simmer until the apples are very soft. Stir in until well blended 3/4 cup sugar, 1/4 teaspoon each cinnamon and cloves, 2 to 3 tablespoons finely crushed soda crackers. If the apples are dry, use the smaller amount. This mixture will keep for several days. Shortly before using it, add 1 tablespoon of brandy. Preheat oven to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a pan with 1 recipe, basic pie or pastry dough on page 665, or deluxe butter pie or pastry dough on page 665. Fill it with mock mincemeat. Cover with a pricked pie crust with a lattice. Bake at 450 degrees Fahrenheit for 10 minutes. Then reduce heat to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and bake about 20 minutes longer. Thank you for listening to Sleepy. Good night.